insightful, beautiful record, and one of my favorite of the year. We heard Buffalo from that. And then prior to that, we heard something from the indie darlings, Vampire Weekend, an album that's a bit of a return to form, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really care that much for Father of the Bride, which was their previous record. It seemed a little bit bloated, but this one was trimmed down, and I think it's closer to Modern Vampires of the City, which was their great 2013 record. It's titled Only God Was Above Us, and we heard a banger of a track, Classical, which is a very great riff in it, and then a jazzy saxophone as well. Really dig that.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Before that, we heard music from Knitting. This is one of those albums, actually, very appropriate that you put these two together. This and Ducks Limited kind of started with just singles. Uh-huh. And they were like, there's an album coming, maybe. They didn't really give too much information. So same with Knitting. There was like a series of singles spread out over several months, and they're like, oh, there's a new album coming out. And then this was the album, Some Kind of Heaven, out on Mint Records, I believe. Mm-hmm. Great album from a really cool, newer band. Although they've been around for a while, they haven't put out an album in a while.
For a few years, yeah. For sure. But whenever I catch wind of them releasing something, I always love highlighting them on the show. They're just really good at what they do, and what they do is make beautiful, shoegazy indie rock. We heard the track Amy from Some Kind of Heaven, again by the band Knitting. And we started things off from Toronto's Ducks Limited. We heard Hollowed Out from their latest release, Harm's Way. And then we're going to be continuing on with some of our other favorite music of 2024. This set is going to run the gamut from psychedelic to country. So this is going to be a wild set. Buckle in.
All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We're actually going to start off this set here with something from La Luz's album, News of the Universe.
And we do want to remind you, if you want to mention anything about your favorite albums of the year, feel free to give us a call. You can reach us at 519-971-3630 in Windsor, and you can also reach us from Detroit and around the world toll-free at 1-855-344-2526.
out drinking again, staying out till 4 a.m. Started to notice I'm out of control. Can we please go? I left an hour ago. Where's my coat? It's so cold. You cornered me. Walls 90 degrees feel so cheap. I'm so tired. Out of control.
All we see, and oh.
You are listening to Revolution Rock, part one of our two-part Year in Review episode, where me and Dave take a look back at some of our favorite releases of 2024. David, we came back here from a very obscure band, one that you found out about this year. I believe it was this year or the year before, but a great group called the Bobby Tenderloin Universe.
Yes, this I found out through a friend of mine a couple years back, and they hadn't had anything out in a while. So this is a band based out of Calgary, country, obviously, an oriented band, and they're a little strange. But they're quite good, and they're different. And this is, as I was mentioning earlier, there's going to be some stuff on here that maybe you might not have heard, or maybe you might not see on a lot of year-end lists. And this is an example of one of them. This was a track called Marigold, and it comes from their newest release, which I think is only available digitally on streaming platforms, called Satan is a Woman. That's the name of the album. And that was one of the songs.
I take that as a compliment myself. With that said, we heard from Skinny Dick beforehand, a fantastic record that we played a number of tracks from. It's called Easy Going. We heard the track Out of Control from that release, which kind of ties in with that previous track as well, kind of having a countrified ending of that set. And we heard a little bit of jangliness. Yeah, Jangliness. That's a good name for a child. I'll think about that. But Jangliness, right before that, we heard Rick White and the Sadies. And this was definitely a surprise release from this year.
Amazing stuff. Rick White has been very good friends with the Sadies and vice versa for many years. And they even had a band called The Unintended. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when Dallas Good passed away, was it 2 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
No one really knew what the future of the Sadies was, but they've continued and they've soldiered on and they've played many shows as a three-piece. And honestly, we saw them play and it was really amazing.
It was such a strong performance, such an amazing show. And this album in particular, I think, really will project perhaps what they're going to do, because I would love to see the Sadies go on. We did question how do they go on now, but maybe by having guest people front them or these collaborations. I think that would be the best case scenario, and this was a very strong release. Again, not a lot of press about it at the time. It just kind of came out of nowhere, but it was such a great collection of songs. One of those, probably the strongest under-the-radar release of the year, I would say.
I'd say so. And we heard the track Spellbound. And yeah, this is also something the Sadies did have always been doing. They would always put out their own stuff, but then work with other bands. They'd be a backing band, or they'd collaborate. They did stuff with Andre Williams years ago. They've worked with Neil Young. They worked with many, many... Gord Downie, of course.
Gord Downie, of course, that fantastic record they did together. No, definitely they have that pedigree for it. And yeah, just such a strong release. Also, another record that didn't exactly get no press, we'll say, but was a little bit under the radar in terms of not getting the type of notoriety that we both feel it ought to have had. It's a double record by Ty Segall called Three Bells.
Yeah, and you know what? We're big fans of Ty Segall. To be honest, everything he likes, we play and listen to. But this one was a very strong record, and it came out in January. It came out earlier in the year, and I think people kind of forgot. And we heard a track from it called My Room, one of many really great songs on it. Ty Segall, of course, is no stranger to being a prolific musician. He also recently put out a drum-only album, a bit more experimental. And now he has a new group that he's kind of starting to do stuff with, and we might get that on an upcoming episode. But again, this is just one of those releases, really great stuff, and I'm not sure a lot of people have focused on it, and they should have.
No, so I'm glad we can highlight that, as well as what we started that set with, some great psychedelic sounds from a band that's changed their lineup a little bit, the one and only La Luz.
Yeah, featuring songwriter Shana Cleveland, who also has ties to Michigan, where she grew up. And
not Cleveland, though.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. News of the Universe came out mid-year, springish, yeah. I want to say. We heard the song Poppies from this album, highly recommended. Again, La Luz always has a very specific sound, but every album kind of alters a little bit. And this one has a little bit more psyche sounds and a little bit mixture of some folky stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's always that surf stuff that they do so well.
Which is always an element in their sound. And, you know, evocations of horror soundtracks as well as other things. So really great stuff. So we definitely... We dialed it back a little bit. We, you know, had a little bit more of a relaxed set with that one. You might want to put the kids to bed. It's going to get a little bit loud right now.
Especially with this next band.
Yeah. A reunion record. And you know what? I think the course of history has changed. Because it used to be, you would hear a band, hadn't played in years. They would reunite, release an album, and you'd think, it's just going to be garbage. It's just going to be ruining their legacy. But in the last couple of years, this has not been the trend. There's been some incredible acts. We played X earlier in the show, releasing a strong record when they reunited. And this one, a very strong record for the group. Going back to their halcyon days of the 1990s, I'm, of course, talking about the immortal Jesus Lizard with Rack. This has been a revelatory comeback record, and it is just, it's embarrassingly amazing. It really is such a great record. They have not lost any of their fire, and we're going to play a track from this and get into some other heavier music in this set as we count down some of our favorite records of 2024.
Should we also mention that they are playing Detroit, I believe, on December 7th as well?
Yes. So if you want to see the Lizard yourself, please do. They always put on an incendiary show. But yeah, let's get to it. We're going to play Is That Your Hand by the Jesus Lizard on Revolution Rock.
Please. Dropped out of college, don't have a degree. Good enough for Nancy. So what if I like the big tree?